Wow. From ESPN joins
us. I mowed my grass in jeans, a hoodie with the strings pulled tight, gloves. I was not getting stung yesterday to finish mowing this grass to make sure those yellow jackets were dead. They were. I didn't see them.
God bless you.
Their nest appeared to be down. I got real tempted. There was the people mowing across the street, like a professional company, and the temptation to walk
just
over there with a
$50
bill.
Just hire them.
Be done with
Chris
it, man.
$50. Just be like, just
got
get
too much pride. He's got too much ego.
But you know, if you
I
get,
bought that mower
if you
like
get stung
a
again,
year and a half ago.
You get stung again, it's all on you, man.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You got to hire somebody.
I might still hire somebody, but this one felt like one I had to finish. I had to see this one through.
Okay, sure. Sure, okay.
Good to see you.
Good to see you,
I
too.
I did kill a wasp. It's somewhere over there.
Three practices left, Nate.
Hey, you come at the king. You better
I'm
not
after blood for the rest of my life.
Yeah,
self-defense.
You better not miss.
Today, though, it's a kind of a getaway day, if you will, right? They're off tomorrow, Saturday.
Uh-huh.
They're out in Arizona for the first preseason game.
Hallelujah.
Let's start with the obvious yearly tradition. Andy Reid says Mahomes is going to play the whole first quarter. We all know, unless the Cardinals have like a 9-minute drive or something to open up, we're probably looking at a series, right?
Yeah.
Or a quick two series.
The hope is 7, maybe 8 plays, get in field goal range. If they convert, fantastic start to the preseason. I don't want to see you in go to the locker room and change. If you're Patrick Mahomes, if you're Travis Kelce, again, not sure if we're even going to see Rashee Rice in uniform. No need to push it. Even though his groin's fine.
It's called a vet day off.
He's fine. Even though Rashee Rice and Hollywood Brown, you're probably not going to see him. On Saturday, I think the question, and, we'll see it in the pudding, because why would I ask today when, as you just said, Alex, he openly, passionately lied to us that the ones are going to play.
But he's
like,
that's a lie he makes every year.
Every year. Which I think he kind of stumbled, and he was like, what day is it? Oh, that's right. Patrick will play the first quarter, and then he couldn't figure out.
Remember the order.
Should I say Gardner? Should I say Minshew will play the second? So even he's just like, that's right, I gotta lie to him. How convincing do I want to be? So I didn't really want to ask, but I think the big question, if you're evaluating the offense on Saturday against the Cardinals, is, last year when Patrick was on the field, Kingsley Suamataia was on the field. When Patrick wasn't on the field, neither was Kingsley Suamataia. Will they change their mentality this year, their plan for Josh Simmons? Because especially coming off the knee injury, he hasn't played football in almost a year. It was October, ladies and gentlemen. Should he get time with Gardner Minshew along with Kingsley Suamataia at a new position at left guard? You can keep the entire first string offensive line the first quarter. The first quarter. But last year they did make some subtle adjustments. So I just want to make everybody understand that you only want to see Patrick Mahomes for about 6 to 7 exciting plays that ends in a touchdown, and then you can – shelf him and give all your attention to how much longer will we see Josh Simmons on the field?
Is Kingsley already? Is it his job to lose?
Yes.
Okay.
I think the competition's over. Basically.
So I thought so too. Gold said maybe 75%. We were trying to figure out what the numbers is, because like right now I think Simmons has won the job.
Right,
I think Kingsley's won
done.
The job.
Right.
I think that all of the more stuff is just risk management.
Correct.
On Jawan Taylor of like, well, that way you can play right tackle, especially because we might want you to play it next year.
Right.
And in case Jawan has a game he can't play, that's where he'd like you to be.
Correct.
So it just feels like the starting offensive line is the offensive line. I don't know.
Yes. I would tell you right now, unless you can give me something that changes the conversation, your starting offensive line is going to be Joshua Simmons, Kingsley Suamataia, Creed Humphrey, Trey Smith, and Jawan Taylor. The first player up, if an injury occurs to anyone other than Creed Humphrey, would be Jalen Moore. You still have Mike Caliendo. If you want to get into that guard-center sort of conversation, you don't want to see Mike Caliendo if you don't have to.
Sure, but he's there if you need him.
Yes, but that's the offensive line. You still have Wanya Morris, because you do need two tackles to be backups on game day in case something horrific happens. And then it becomes a question of, okay, do you want Hunter Norzad? Do you want maybe another, guard tackle sort of prospect to be available? So outside of that, I think I think there is no more competitions into camp, guys.
You think camp competitions are just done?
Yes.
There are no more competitions. So what about wide receivers, Tyquan Thornton?
Yeah.
Sky Moore gets cut in a couple of weeks.
Until someone makes the conversation have to change. As of right now, I pretty much know who's on the roster.
Christian Fulton, though, at camp for the first time off the pup list.
Uh-huh.
He's got enough time to still be the number two corner, right?
Yes. Same with Drew Tranquil. Drew Tranquil ain't playing
on
Saturday.
He only missed a couple days.
Yeah, Drew Tranquil ain't misses. No.
Yeah.
So I think if everything goes well, you want to, you know, I'm trying to remember the last couple of years so I can give proper context. But remember, guys, Jalen Watson was coming off a shoulder injury.
Yeah, he was.
Last year, this time. So
Ozzie Johnson got hurt, and they don't like Joshua Williams. So, like, it was a totally different game.
Yeah, so I remember, even though he played horrifically, Jalen Watson was bad in the last preseason game.
Yeah.
What was it, last year against the – was it the Bears again?
Yeah.
Yeah, against the Bears. And so – and that was, you know, it was like, well, you know, Caleb Williams is out there. It might be something. So, if I remember everything correctly, Jalen Watson was bad. And then we were like, well, holy smokes, who's going to be the number two corner? And then Jalen Watson was awesome on opening night against Baltimore. So, that could be the same thing with Christian Fulton, where it's like, hey, you know you have Jalen Watson on the outside. Christian Fulton, hey, maybe he doesn't look great in the preseason, but that's mostly because you're working on technique and you haven't been playing football. You haven't been practicing. Obviously, it is a tornado, ladies and gentlemen.
Nothing like yesterday, Nate.
Nothing like yesterday.
We
got off real quick.
No,
but I think Christian Fulton's the starting corner to allow Trent McDuffie to be obviously an inside-outside player. And then, you know, Drew Tranquil will be around. Obviously, Hollywood. I don't know if Hollywood's going to play a preseason game, guys. I don't know. I don't know if that's going to –
I think that's
the big question is, like, will Hollywood Brown play a preseason game? I'm not sure he will because he understands this is a contract year and he wants to be available start of week one. The easiest way to do that is, hey, it'd be nice if I played for a more modern NFL head coach. Instead, you play for one of the oldest school I'd like to see out there. So that may be some friction. But that's the only thing I can think of right now.
I don't think it's been an understood storyline that, like, Trent McDuffie and Christian Fulton's, you know, addition allows him to play inside or outside.
Yes.
Has it been undersold that, like, Noel Williams and Christian Fulton means what happened last year is less likely? Because what happened last year on the defense, the only times that I saw them struggle is when you got these teams that just started going bombs away on their ass.
Yes.
Specifically against Nazi and Joshua Williams.
Correct.
Where they just started picking on him.
Yes.
And they just kept throwing deep and throwing deep, and all those pass interference penalties that went Nazi Johnson and all these other guys, where they just went bombs away.
Yep.
I feel like we haven't spent as much time talking about that part of the cornerback room, where if you're a couple more guys deep, maybe they can't just pick on you.
Right. And if you have more athletic play at safety, you have someone coming to help over the top as well. Again, I think we talked about this before. Like, you know, they were putting Justin Reed more in the box in terms of run support and tight end support, less so than, hey, we're playing too deep. We're going to put a cap on you. Hey, you might want to test that throw, but that's going to be a tight window. Now they can do that with, you know, Tremari Connor kind of being available at safety. You still have Jaden Hicks, still have Brian Cook, who was your deep safety last year. Nothing about his role is necessarily going to change. So, again, Nazi Johnson is an above-average special team player. Can he become a competent player if something happens to Christian Fulton? If you don't have Jalen Watson for whatever reason, because they're going to bring Noel Williams along real slow. I think the comp that I've started to put in my mind is based on what we've seen in training camp is, oh, this is like Tremari Connor when he was a rookie, where you didn't even see this man until November, and then they slowly brought him along, and all of a sudden he became a very contributing player during the postseason run to help them win back-to-back Super Bowl. So put Tremari Connor back in his natural position. He should not be the nickel anymore. He learned that position so that they could be more flexible moving forward and to sort of see what he can do, you know, in year two. But you don't have to do that now. And it really comes down to, man, if Nazi Johnson can be a competent number four cornerback, all of a sudden you become very, very easy to disguise things to the quarterback, and you don't have a mark that I can just say,
that's what it was.
One Mississippi, two Mississippi, there we go.
We're talking to Nate Taylor, our Chiefs insider from ESPN. We're live up at Chiefs training camp. Of course, our camp coverage brought to you by Break Time, Missouri's homegrown convenience stores. Download their mobile app, find a location near you. On Saturday, you mentioned for fans, you know, Josh Simmons, keep an eye on him and everything, of course. But who's the rookie, the younger guy that has an opportunity, the biggest opportunity? For me, I feel like Breshard Smith will end up being the story out of the preseason game.
Yes.
I feel like he's going to get a ton of reps. We're going to be sitting here on Monday, and he's going to be the guy at the podium, and everybody's going to want to talk to him. We're going to want him on our show. He'll be the sexy name over the weekend.
Yes, I hope so. I really do.
They love running those deep routes with him.
Yeah.
They run wheel routes all damn day with him.
Please, just show us one. Come on, him and Gardner Minshew, one time, baby. He's also available for kickoff return, punt return, so there's a little bit of dynamic ability to him. You know, Dave Tobe's going to want no touchbacks unless they kick it out of the end zone, which, please.
Why
don't.
Would you in a preseason game? Are you
please
stupid?
Do that doesn't do anybody.
Yeah, please
who
do
does that
yeah,
serve?
I can't evaluate anybody. So, yeah, so please don't do that. So he's going to be back to return alongside Nico, especially on kickoff. And then, yeah, give him, like, two or three punt returns to just see if he can break one and show some, you know, dynamic ability in the open field. I think he's got the easiest path towards being a success story on Saturday night outside of Josh Simmons, where it's just like, okay, guys, finally, I told you he was strong. Look how strong he is, you know, where, you know, he could obviously be a big winner as well. In terms of skill position players, look, I don't know how much Noel Williams is going to play.
I mean,
Jeffrey Bosa, I mean, unless he does something like wildly, you know, athletic, I don't really see it. Again, the schemes on Saturday are not even going to be vanilla. It's going to be milk. Okay? Like, that's the place we're running. We don't even want to transition this into ice cream. Are you out of your mind? This is grade A quality milk, okay? This is the most Madden basic cover, too, okay? Just stay in your area. So I don't see anybody on defense really splashing. You know, it's not like maybe Ashton Gelati, maybe, because George Karlaftis had like a couple sacks in his first preseason game, where it's like, hey, he's clearly better than the whoever's
the
back up.
Second and third
yeah.
guys.
Hey, great draft pick.
Is he going to be a regular in the rotation?
I think so.
Like, is he going to be a pretty?
They're going to give him more of a lease than Felix Anidike.
That's
Uzama.
What I was going to ask.
Yep.
Is he going to get, like, by the end of the year, who has more snaps, Gelati or Felix?
Guys, I know this isn't a visual medium. I just put my head in my hands.
Look, okay. I get criticized a lot on this show because I've been hard on Felix.
Traditionally.
You got criticized because after 1 year, you already were done.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, really from day one.
He was.
Because going back to the draft, I said that I thought Clark was doing it so he could click his heels together to have a magical fireworks moment at the draft
with the local kid. With the hometown kid. Correct.
Yeah, that was my issue.
I don't want to start anything right now. Okay, ladies and gentlemen.
Is there a chance he could not make the team?
Of course.
What?
Yeah.
You're telling me there's a chance he doesn't make the 53-man
there's
roster?
There's a chance, yes.
Wow.
Oh, man. Yeah, see, that I didn't think
so,
we were that far
so
down.
So think about this. You have Malik Herring. Factors would have to have.
He's actually out there, right?
Yes. Yeah,
okay,
he's out there.
Just making sure.
No.
Malik Herring or?
No.
Felix.
Felix.
Guys, let's be clear. If Felix.
He's okay in the run game.
If he isn't splashy, if Gelati has a great camp, if Malik Herring does his assignments better and is more consistent, and I could make that argument right now, he is the more consistent player, even though talent-wise I would still give the edge to Felix. If you feel like you need an extra defensive end, or excuse me, extra defensive tackle.
Versus an end, yeah.
Yes, versus an end. And, hey, we have Charles Domenico healthy. We have George Karlaftis locked up. We have Mike Dana, who can be more flexible than you. And we just drafted Gelati, and if Gelati pops off in the first two preseason games and you don't, that's going to be tricky. And let's be clear, too, because we're just starting preseason games now, somebody might get hurt, okay, at the defensive end position. And, hey, our roster is stacking up better than your roster. So, like, help your boy out. There's a world where that exists, guys. I just want to prepare everybody because – He was asked to do way too much the night Clark Hunt said, make the bleeping pick. And that's the decision they made. And that'll always be the – it's very Shakespearean in the sense that you are a hometown kid who
– I always feel bad for him and Bubba.
Who went above and beyond to really put yourself as like a grade two, grade three pick. And at the end of the first round – they say, go get him in the crowd.
Hey, at least he got his money.
Go get
first
him.
Round pick.
Go get him in the crowd. And so you don't leave. Everyone wants a piece of you. oh, by the way, Chris Jones is going through a contract situation. He's not even here at training camp to teach you anything. And, oh, by the way, we need you to play day one, all right? And, oh, by the way, Charles Mayhew's coming back from suspension. Get out, okay?
It was a tough spot.
Get out of here. And, hey, man, like, he made a play in the Super Bowl, and that will always be perhaps his defining moment of his rookie contract. He made a significant play in the Super Bowl against the run, to your point, that, hey, help the defense when we asked you to be out there as a rotational player. You did not make a leap in year two. There are a lot of circumstances that I cannot get into that may have played a part in that. So there's a reason why do you draft players at premium positions in the first three rounds? Because we smoked it earlier. We're not drafting cornerbacks because Trent McDuffie exists and because Jalen Watson exists. Well, George Karloftis worked. You didn't. And Chris is about to be 30. We have to go back to the well again. This is just the reality of the business and how fast things move. He has to perform well to make the roster, and then he's got to perform even better to be active on game day. Because if Jelani...
He might be a healthy scratch.
Yes! Which, again, is that benefiting anybody? So, traditionally, who could play more snaps? It could still be Felix because he's been the player who's been at least a player in the NFL for 2 years, where Jelani is trying to do something for the first time because he's a rookie. Who has more upside? Well, I'd have to say Jelani right now. But I also know, too, that like if Jelani plays like George Karloftis, and I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, that was literally the comp when he was coming into the draft process, how is Steve Spagnuolo going to take him off the field? But you got Mike Dana, you got Charles Minnehue on third down. I can use Jelani on first and second down. And, oh, by the way, like maybe he's progressing faster as a rookie than you did as a rookie because, I don't know, we actually have a structure in place to develop you. You know, we don't – like, it's just – it's unfortunate. It sucks. But he might not be dressed on game day. And there is a – there's a real reality and circumstance and scenario where that occurs.
If he didn't make the roster, wouldn't they just flip him for a low pick?
That's my point.
Okay, that's if, what I
if
when
there's
you were
an injury,
that,
if there's
say,
an injuries
yeah, yeah,
and
the
if there's
part.
Injuries
somebody,
involved,
said they got too many guys in house here. Somebody yes. else has an injury in another
yes.
team.
Yes, now, you know, now again, you're competing for a Super Bowl. So I know there's someone in the car, someone at the office, like whoa, but what about all the injuries? And that's the point. That draft, that pick,
but they
trade
took two defensive
swapped
linemen in the second and third round. You know,
correct. And again, we'll see what happens with Omar Norman Lott, but who again I think is he's going to be good. I actually am more confident in Omar Norman Lott than I am Ashton Jelani, because it's really hard to be good as an edge player this early on in your career. Again, going back to Felix. But if you're competing for a Super Bowl, you need everybody. And that's why your 53-man roster actually matters way more than the Carolina Panthers 53-man roster.
Who can give you snaps.
Who can give you picks as well. So it might be intriguing, but hey, man, we might need you in October. And Chris Jones's job is to get that in your head. Hey, you barely made the roster. I know you're not dressing in week two against the Philadelphia Eagles. It sucks. But, dude, the game is a game of attrition. Somebody will get hurt. You are still valuable, but you got to believe it. You really got to believe it.
You got to outwork everybody. It's always
yes.
the same stuff.
Yeah. And again, that's hard, man. He's 20 what? What's his
Three?
Age?
He's only 23.
I mean,
young.
Come on. I was an idiot at 23.
I was just thinking like –
So let's be like, honest. Like, it's hard to tell a young man at 23 what to do when he can only see what's in front of him, and what's behind him is disappointment and everybody at the home saying, man, they should be out here playing you, dog. Well, you're not in the practices. You're not in the facility. I mean, come on. Like – it's hard to be a young man in this certain scenario, and they screwed him on night one.
Yeah.
On night one.
They put him in a tough spot. We talked about this like Bubba Starling earlier. Being a hometown kid, being a hometown coach,
it
being
sucks.
The legacy thing, it's not a fun task.
Unless you are that dude. And I know this is a bad example. Unless you're LeBron James, what are we talking about?
And even then, he needed round two to get around to it, too.
Yes.
You know?
Of course.
Nate
yes.
Saylor, our Chiefs insider from ESPN. Appreciate you stopping by for camp. Just a couple more of these. You're not going to Arizona, are you?
No.
Okay, I didn't think
I'll be.
I didn't think so.
If anybody wants to find me, I'll be on a pickleball court near you.
Are you playing with T.O.?
I wish.
On Saturday?
I wish.
He's out here today.
I wish. I saw. I don't want to impede. I don't want to interrupt.
That's Terrell
what you,
Owens.
What you got? Yeah, yeah. Terrell Owens. You know, just a Hall of Famer. Who said he wanted to come here?
Well, he's got a pickleball thing.
Thank you. Thank you for
doing that.
Thank you.
St. Joe.
He told us the other day on the radio. Yeah. He told us that him and Brett Veach, he talked to Veach.
My son loves pickleball, too.
It's fun.
I'm not saying we're going to be in the same vicinity.
Drew and Mac are playing head-to-head Saturday at PickleCon.
I just put my
– Who's your money on, Drew or Mac?
Drew.
There you go.
Drew.
I appreciate you.
I think Drew's got better hand-eye coordination.
Oh.
I appreciate you.
Oh, okay.
Golf part of it, you know?
Yeah. So I
– ball's moving in pickleball.
Yeah,
a little bit
I got a little birthday party with some pickleball action. And then I'll sit on the couch like everybody else.
Beautiful.
And watch – and really, guys, grind. Grind with me. Grind with me, kids. Do not turn that thing off after halftime. No. No, this is the football team you root for, okay? You waited God knows how long since February to watch football. Grind with me.
My ass will be.
Get in there with me when Chris Oladokun trots onto the field, okay? Grind.
I will not be watching any dig routes between Oladokun and Jason Bradley. I do this for a living.
Hey, can I get another 5-yard hitch route? No, I don't want to see it. Give me a real play.
Up next,
CJ Hansen, and I'm out.